Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. Headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. India extends ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering its airspace till August 23rd. Uttar Pradesh Cabinet approves 1% stamp duty exemption for women on property worth up to 1 crore rupees. Delhi government to give 7 crore rupees as cash reward to those winning gold medal at Olympic and Paralympic. Silver medalist to get 5 crore while 3 crore to be given to bronze medalist. US President Donald Trump announces trade deals with Japan and Philippines. And in women's cricket, India beat England by 13 runs in third ODI to clinch the series 2-1. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
Talking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said that the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries.
Prime Minister has consistently held the view that we must build ties with traditional and important partners. Making a short but really focused trip suggests to us that the Prime Minister places great emphasis on getting this relationship, not just to maintain it at its current trajectory, but to lift it to its next level.
Mr. Doraiswamy said an agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies, calling it an ambitious document.
The free trade agreement, we are working to finalize it, as Foreign Secretary said. The objective is to have the free trade agreement land. It is, of course, a detailed and ambitious document. So there is effort that is required to make sure it's all accurate and covers everything that the two sides have actually agreed. It reflects the substance of what people are expecting.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Calling it an ambitious document, Mr. Doraiswamy said that the free trade agreement would build a new partnership more focused on futuristic stuff. He said Prime Minister Modi is so much committed to the relationship between both the countries and wants to take it forward. On meeting with King Charles, Mr. Doraiswamy said that Mr. Modi and the King has lot many things in common, including holistic health and environment, and will be meeting on July 24. The signing of the FTA would not only strengthen bilateral economic ties, but may also serve as a major factor for India to have more such agreements with other developed countries in future. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Foreign Secretary said that Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives on 26th of July. Mr. Modi will hold meeting with President Muizu and inaugurate infrastructure projects. Foreign Secretary Misri said that Maldives is a very important partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar.
Maldives is a very important partner in India's neighborhood first policy and as part of the Mahasagar vision of India, which is mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. We have always been the first on hand to respond to the needs of Maldives in times whenever it has faced crises, natural or man-made. There has been a robust political relationship which has discussed, bolstered by regular visits at high levels.
India has extended the ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering the domestic airspace till August 23rd. This was stated by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol. He said this extension reflects continued strategic considerations and is in line with prevailing security protocols. Details from our correspondent.
This action followed Pakistan's earlier decision to bar Indian flights from its airspace. Pakistan has extended the closure of its airspace for flights operated by Indian Airlines by another month till August 24th. Meanwhile, NOTAM has been issued for a large-scale Indian Air Force exercise scheduled in Rajasthan along the India-Pakistan border for July 23rd, 25th. The Indian Air Force is set to carry out a major military exercise in Rajasthan, covering areas from Barmer to Jodhpur. The region witnessed Pakistani drone and missile intrusions during Operation Sindoor, where Pakistan launched several drone attacks targeting Rajasthan's Barmer, Jaisalmer, Bikaner and Sri Ganganagar districts. Sayukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has announced a long-awaited trade agreement with Japan. As part of the deal, US importers will pay 15% reciprocal tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the United States. U.S. President said that U.S. and Japan just completed a massive deal, perhaps the largest deal ever made. Mr. Trump said Japan also will invest $550 billion into the United States. He added that the U.S. will receive 90% of the profits. Now Japan will open their country to trade, including cars and trucks, rice and certain other agricultural products and other things. United States and the Philippines also concluded a trade deal last night after U.S. President met his Philippine counterpart, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., at the White House. Mr. Trump said, as per the deal, the Philippines is going to open its market with the United States. He said, under the trade deal, the Philippines will pay a 19% tariff. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. In a major decision aimed at promoting women's empowerment, Uttar Pradesh Cabinet has approved a 1% discount in stamp duty on property worth up to 1 crore rupees if it is purchased in the name of a woman. Till now, this exemption was applicable only on property up to 10 lakh rupees in the state, in which a maximum discount of 10,000 rupees was available. The decision in this regard was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath in Lucknow. In a statement, UP government said a total of 37 proposals were passed in the meeting. Giving information about the decision, UP's Labour Minister Anil Rajbhar said that the government believes this decision will help middle-class women become property owners, which will not only increase their confidence, but they will also become financially more capable and respected in the society. In a major push to youth empowerment, Delhi government has announced a significant hike in cash awards for the medal winners of Olympic and Paralympic to 7 crore rupees from currently 3 crore rupees. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in New Delhi yesterday. Under the newly launched Mukhyamantri Khel Protsahan Yojana, Olympic and Paralympic medalists will receive 7 crore rupees for a gold medal, 5 crore rupees for silver and 3 crore rupees for bronze. In addition, athletes who have won Olympic gold and silver medals will now be eligible for Grade A government posts. Similarly, Asian and Para-Asian Games gold medalists will be given 3 crore rupees, while silver medalists will get 2 crore rupees and bronze medalist 1 crore rupees. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has launched a dedicated web portal to support families affected by terrorism. The initiative will streamline and expedite the process of providing relief and other forms of assistance to those who have suffered from terrorism in the Union Territory. The portal, which was launched yesterday, will centralize district-wise data, track relief efforts, and ensure no genuine case will be missed. The initiative aims to streamline financial aid, ex gratia compensation and compassionate employment. The Lieutenant Governor, personally monitoring the redressal process, emphasized transparency and timely support. Encroachments on victims' properties will also be recorded. Today is National Broadcasting Day. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from the Bombay station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service became All India Radio. In 1956, the name Akashvani was adopted for the national broadcaster. This day highlights the pivotal role broadcasting has played in India's development, educational outreach, and cultural preservation. And now, news from the world of sports.
In a thrilling conclusion to the three-match women's one-day international cricket series, India defeated England by 13 runs in the final game at Chester Lee Street last night, sealing the series 2-1. Batting first after winning the toss, the Indian team posted an imposing total of 318 for 5 in the allotted 50 overs. In response, England fought hard but ultimately fell short, finishing 13 runs behind India's total. England women scored 305 in 49.5 overs. India's captain Harmanpreet hit brilliant 102 runs off only 84 balls. Kranti Gaud finishes with 6 wickets. Harmanpreet has been declared as the player of the match and also player of the series for her outstanding performance. In men's cricket, India and England head into the fourth test at Old Trafford, Manchester starting today. Currently, India is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In football, Kolkata giant East Bengal FC will take on debutant South United FC in the opening match of the 134th edition of the Durand Cup at Kolkata's Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan today. The 16-time Durand Cup winners are placed in Group A alongside South United FC, Namdhari FC and Indian Air Force FT. This is Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to be expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana today. Strong surface winds are expected at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, the weather department said that Delhi NCR is likely to experience light to moderate rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. Thousands of devotees across the country are observing Shravan Shivratri today, marking one of the holiest days in the Hindu calendar dedicated to Lord Shiva. Temples are filled with chants of Om Namah Shivaya as worshippers gather to perform special pujas and offer sacred water and milk to Shivalingams. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with speculations rife in Delhi day after the vice president's surprise resignation. Dhankar's resignation accepted as row erupts is the front page lead story in the Hindustan Times. Opposition probes deeper reasons for VP exit as government downplays step, says the Asian Age. FTA defence cooperation high on agenda of PM's UK visit, writes the Statesman. The Hindu leads with top court issue notice to states centre on powers of president governors. Quoting Air India, the Indian Express informs fuel switch checks on Boeing fleet completed, no issues found. In a bid to incentivize further the guaranteed unified pension scheme, government to make UPS more attractive, dependent children to get pension, writes the Financial Express. After more than 60 years of service, Air Force to retire old warhorse MiG-21, writes the Pioneer. And finally, with storms and sea level rising, Barcelona residents fear sea level rise is following their beloved beaches, writes Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 4-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. India extends ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering its airspace till August 23rd. Uttar Pradesh Cabinet approves 1% stamp duty exemption for women on property worth up to 1 crore rupees. US President Donald Trump announces trade deal with Japan and Philippines. And in women's cricket, India beat England by 13 runs in third ODI. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.